principle is always cold, but it works every time. Principle is always cold, but it works every time. You and I have so much to be thankful for the fact that we live in a world that is directed, guided, organized, and patterned by principle. Principle is the only thing that makes everything whatever it is in our world. Are you ready to live your life by principle? Are you ready to live your life with every single thought you have, knowing that it's going to function, whether the thoughts are positive or negative, whether the thoughts are beneficial or unbeneficial, whether the thoughts are your thoughts or somebody else's thoughts that you think about their thought? It always works. And it always is very beneficial. Oh, yes. If we couldn't depend on principle, if we can't depend on principle, we can't depend on anything. For principle guides us in the ways that lead us to our highest and best every time. Principle takes us into the form of whatever it is that makes our life positive and makes our life go around in a beautiful way. What would you like to have take place in your life? Would you like to have it take place in your life that every time you think a happy thought, you have a happy experience? Every time you think a sad thought, you have a sad experience? Every time you recognize another person on the face of the earth thinking a sad thought, you are thinking that sad thought with them and for them, and you are creating them having that sad thought. It's just like that. Is that how you want to live? Is that how you want your life to be? Is that how you want your life to always reflect itself? Principle is always cold, but it works every time. And what do I mean when I say principle is cold? It's a law. 2 times 2 is 4. It's a law. It's a law that what are the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, that's the experiences of my life. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, that those are the experiences of my life, whether I like it or not. And I like it. I like it because I can depend on that. I can depend on that in everything that I do and think and say and are. I can depend on that. And I am it now. You are it now. All the world is it now. When your mother says to you, "You're wonderful," she may not be speaking of the evidential things that you're doing at the moment, but she's speaking of the fact that you are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are beyond imagination. And she's calling that forth because it does exist in you. It does exist as that which you are, that which I am, that which we are. When we call forth from anyone or from anything the truth which lay within it, then we are endorsing that, we are empowering that, we are compelling that to be that which it is. And that is what it is. Now, are you ready to live in a world that is so expected, so planned, so perfect, and so wonderful in every way? Are you ready to do that? If you're ready to do that, anything you want is yours. If you're ready to do that, any dream that you want, any goal that you want, any desire that you want, any direction that you want to go in your life is done. Because you are calling it forth. You are naming that which appears not to be. But you know it is there. You know it's the reality. You know that is what you call forth out of yourself. And then that's what you experience. So you say, when a friend calls and says, "I don't feel too good, will you treat for me?" We say, "I see you feeling wonderful. I see you feeling fantastic. I see you feeling glorious. I see you feeling marvelous because I feel marvelous. And you're a reflection of me and you're wonderful." And then, "But you don't understand." And then you say to them, "Oh, I do understand. I understand how wonderful you are because I understand how wonderful I am. I understand that every thought I think about you is a positive, uplifting, joyous thought, a magnificent thought. I'm putting the principle in motion for you. I'm putting the principle in motion in my life and in your life and in all the experiences that we have forever and ever and ever, and I will never stop doing that. I will never stop doing that. One young man, his benefactor, his teacher, said to him, "I don't quite understand your God. I don't quite understand where you are coming from. But I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend." And the young man said to him, "You cannot be my friend if you don't understand who I am." No one can ever be our friend if they don't understand who we are and where we're coming from. Because our friend is someone who we pal around with, someone who has a similar interest as ours, has a similar direction in their life as ours. And we cannot have them in our life. We cannot have them in our world if they do not believe in what we believe in. Oh, you say, well, that's kind of a sad world to be in. That's too bad that we can't do that. Well, you can't. You cannot do that because it just does not work. It just is not how the law functions. It is not how the principle functions. We've said about the little boy who, his mother said, "I don't want you to go and play with that child. That's not a nice child. That child does naughty things." And your son says, "Mom, you trained me well. And I only play with wonderful children. And I only see him as wonderful. And in my presence, in my life, with me, he never does anything wrong. With me, he is always a good child. He's always a good person. He's always good. With me..." So now what's the mother supposed to say? What's the mother supposed to say to her child who is so self-confident and so aware that his presence is the only presence that he lives in? He does good things, and anybody in his world joining him is doing good things. He thinks good thoughts. Anyone in his world joining him thinks good thoughts. He speaks good words about everybody and everything and everywhere, and everybody in his world is doing the same thing. That's the principle. The principle is cold. It's always cold. It's always definite. The law says stop at the stop sign. You stop. The law says whatever you want. You put the cause you put the cause in motion, and whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you choose for yourself in your life, whatever it is you already have, you have put the cause in motion, and you have brought that forth in your experience, and it is done for you. Now, be careful. People will sometimes think that you're really a competent and confident person, and they'll say, "Treat for me. Pray for me that I have good health. Pray for me that I have abundance. Pray for me that my life goes well." And you say, "I can't really do that." You can't do that. No, because I see you as a reflection of me, and as a reflection of me, you are whole and perfect. As a reflection of me, you are surrounded by beautiful friends. As a reflection of me, you have everything good in your life. As a reflection of me. No. Can we have that reflection of ourselves be so pure and so wonderful and so fantastic? Yes, we can, because it's a reflection of us. It is our image. Who are we? That person's a reflection of us. And who are we? Are we a reflection of the world that we're living in? Well, if we're surrounded by people who are not nice, then we are not nice. If we are surrounded by people who are glorious and fantastic and magnificent in every beautiful way, then we are glorious, fantastic, beautiful in every wonderful way, and we always will be that way. Think of that for yourself now and know that for yourself. Principle is always cold, but it always works. So let's have principle be the foundation for everything in our life, every attitude in our life, every way in our life. Let principle be that which we are, and let's live it, let's know it, let's be it, and let's enjoy it. And just like I love you so much, I love me first. Because when I love me, I love me, I love me, you are my reflection. And I love you, I love you, I love you always. And so it is.